This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're talking to the Rolex-wearing, diamond ring-wearing, kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing, limousine-riding, jet-flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
And the absolute legend is joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline. The nature boy, Ric Flair, joining Sean and RJ on the home of the Dallas Cowboys and your Rangers. Here's what's going down. On Friday, Ric is hosting a Back in Black AC/DC tribute, reserve seats and meet and greet tickets available. The music is going to start at 8 p.m. Lava Cantina, RJ.
Yes, great spot. Best quesadillas I've had in a very long time.
Okay.
Amazing quesadillas.
Let's bring in the nature boy, Ric Flair, here on 105.
My wife will love to hear that.
Yeah?
Which part, Ric? What would she like to hear?
Oh, the Mexican food. Are you kidding me? She's already got pulled the menu up on the internet.
All right.
I said she loves the Lava Cantina, so we're looking forward to it.
All right, Ric, you guys are going to sit down at your favorite Mexican place. What do you order, and what's your go-to order? You going with the fajitas? You going with the queso? You going enchiladas, nachos? Where are you going with it?
You know, I'm a chicken fajita guy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, guacamole. They got a three-bean soup there. Yeah, I'm pretty easy. Now that I can't drink, I have to eat.
How were the chicken fajitas growing up in Minneapolis?
You know what? I never had a chicken fajita like I down south. Isn't that funny?
How often do you make it down to Texas?
Oh, God, I used to live down there, as you know, in the 80s and 90s. I come to Dallas about four times a year. I love it there.
Okay. Any favorite former watering holes or any places to hang out possibly?
Oh, I used to own West End, but that's all changed around now.
Yeah,
it's not the place.
The West End was it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As you know, if you're old enough to remember that.
Yes. Hey, man, we all remember the 30 for 30. We were in love with it. We played a ton of the audio clips of the legendary stories. Were you happy, Ric, with the way that your 30 for 30 turned out? What'd you think of it?
Yeah, I was happy and truthful. Why lie about it? My life's an open book, you know. Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be a different opinion from different people. I was comfortable with it because it's the truth. So, you know, and there's so much more. I think you're thinking about doing number two. Yeah, you can't get my life story in an hour and a half, man.
What
can do an hour and a half just on Dallas.
West End, yeah, 30 right? for 30, Ric Flair.
Ric, what were some stories that you would have liked to have seen put in there? Like, I know there's a story about you hitchhiking from Minneapolis to Fort Lauderdale at 15, that's an amazing story. You got to tell that one.
Yeah. I was in Minneapolis, and I was going to a boarding school in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. My parents, it was either a form school or boarding school. And I wasn't going to military school. We figured that out real fast. So they put me in a school in Wisconsin, and I made friends real fast. And they came from a lot of money, and, you know, all had real, you know, property in Florida or resources to go to Florida. So I went home and told my parents I was going to go visit my friend, Bruce MacArthur of the Wirtz family. They owned the Blackhawks and the Bulls back then and everything. Down in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, no, I told them to go visit them in Chicago, their home, when actually I was going. So they took me down to the train station, dropped me off. I walked in, walked out the other side, and hitchhiked to Fort Lauderdale.
The nature boy.
Yeah,
Rick
in my letter, in my letter jacket, wife beater. I was a hit.
Ric Flair is going to be hosting Back in Black AC/DC tribute. Music starts at 8 o'clock on Friday. www.lavacantina.com. I love watching a team and athlete reaction to you from other sports. Like, you're such a humongous legend to the entire sports world. Who are some of what other athletes or teams are some of the biggest fans of Ric Flair?
Well, you know, I'm fortunate, guys, as you know, YouTube and, you know, the internet, and now the library that WWE has, you know, has kept me young in terms of, you know, what's going on in the business. And then doing this thing with, Offset, I've got some video stuff coming up with some other rappers, and, you know, it's not, so I've been lucky. The guys like to stick from the old days, and I love sports, you know. So I'm struggling right now with Cleveland, but not, you know, LeBron's like my favorite athlete. I'm sure that they'll take two in Cleveland. That, you know, without LeBron, you know it, LeBron. You can't take LeBron out of the finals. I'm convinced.
All right,
because I know you guys in Dallas won't watch Boston and the Warriors, and I won't either.
Michael,
I love Steph Curry. His dad and I are great friends, but without LeBron out there, it's a whole different deal.
All right, Rick, rank them: Michael, Jordan, LeBron, Kobe.
LeBron.
Over
bigger,
Mike.
Stronger, bigger, stronger, faster. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about, because it makes a big difference if you understand sports. It's kind of like Tiger, right? Or Jack Nicklaus. When he was kicking everybody's butt, right, and Jack was great, there was no European influence whatsoever. Lee Trevino wasn't from Europe. Seve Ballesteros. I mean, maybe a couple guys, right? Well, hell, the top 10 golfers in the world today, five of them are from a different country. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
And the same thing applies to basketball. I mean, there's more foreign players. The competition is stiffer. You know, my favorite player of all time was Wilt, but you can't look at LeBron. The guy is unreal. He's in his 15th year. And knock on wood,
Rick?
Oh, no.
Rick? Did we lose him?
Did he knock on wood? I think he's hitchhiking somewhere.
Knock on wood.
Dang it.
Man, he was able to go there. It was just a phone connection.
I don't think he knocked on wood.
Knocked on wood. Back in Black, a tribute to AC/DC, Ric Flair Friday with the show at 8 p.m. And you can get the tickets right now.
Yep. It's over at the Lava Cantina. They've got a cool setup. I don't know if you've been out there.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the guys talk about it nonstop.
It's a great setup. They've got a big, giant stage in the back. And like I said, the best chicken quesadillas I've had.
Okay.
The best one.
I wanted to ask him if Wilt was maybe the only one that could give him a run for his money in terms of having fun.
Yeah, the 10,000 and Wilt had 20,000.
Yeah.
Which seems just
we had some phone issues. Now, Rick is back with us here on 105.3 The Fan. You were talking about Wilt Chamberlain. Is he the only athlete or celebrity that you think can match you or top you in terms of having fun back in the day?
Oh, I don't know if Wilt had that much fun. I don't think anybody can compete with me in the third category. I'm not, he was a great athlete, but he didn't take him at that. But, I mean, in terms of having fun, I don't know. You'd have to look around and to find someone who has as much fun as I've had in life.
All right, Troy, pick up. Tell him we got to say goodbye to the Nature Boy unless we get a new phone. So, sorry to you guys.
That's a bummer.
Sorry to you guys.
That's a bummer.
All right, so it's going down on Friday, Lava Cantina. We appreciate Rick. Roy, you okay? The devastation.
It is so devastating.
The devastation in this room from all the wrestling guys.
I'm just bummed. I just got put in the figure four, and I'm out.
Is that his famous move?
Well, is that God. His famous
what
move?
The
did Michael hell? Jordan dunk for
go
the free throw line?
Go
did Ken Griffey Jr. left-handed?
I'm kicking his ass.
Allen Iverson, he did a crossover?
Was Peyton Manning number 18? Did Joe Montana play for San Francisco?
I'm going to start over there and elbow drop you right now.
Does
did
Dan
Jimmy
Bailey
Superfly
kick?
Snuka fly?
Dude, of all the moves, Roy Strutton, figure four, such a lame move.
What? Is Twitter online?
Like, is Twitter online? Troy, you all right? Did you have a question you wanted to get in there?
No, I'm good.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I had like eight written down about.
We didn't even ask about Charlotte. She ruptured her boob and got some teeth knocked
out.
Whoa.
All right. Now I'm in.
Oh, yeah. You are in.
What do you mean?
Okay. Yeah, you didn't hear that?
Charlotte Flair, friend of the show, because she came in studio, did a great interview with us.
Right.
She ruptured her breast not too long ago, her implant.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few weeks ago, she had her teeth knocked out during a match in Europe.
Oh, now, if you do rupture a breast implant, I would suggest going to Dr. Bashar and getting that fixed.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Hey, can you turn off your mic when you move it?
Sorry.
Yeah, Roy.
It's creaky.
I know.
It's creakier than it should
be. Turn it off. All right. So there you go. All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.